Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So now you got all the answers you want. This coach has decided, he has told you, Giant fans, he has told you, New York, that in his football wisdom, Geno Smith gives him the best chance to win this week, not Eli Manning. Geno Smith. Now, we're not going to see the third quarterback. It sounds like he wouldn't even give us an answer. We don't even know if he's going to have Davis Webb active this week. He didn't tell us whether he would. He said Eli would be number two this week. So that means if Geno gets his bell run, Eli's got to come back in the game this week, because he didn't even he told you that Eli's number two this week. And in weeks to come, sounds like he might dress Webb and Smith. And he said Smith will play. Webb will play down the line. So what he told you was a little different than the way it was reported to us before. The way it was reported to us before was that Smith and Webb would both play this week. That is not true. What we learned this week is that he went to Eli with a plan where Eli was going to play the first half or part of the first half. We don't know exactly the first half. And then Geno Smith was going to come in the game. But he also told you that Geno Smith gave him the best chance to win this week. Geno Smith, who we know well, now, Geno Smith is not a running quarterback. Is he more mobile than Eli? Well, a tree is, okay? We understand that. That is not Eli's strength. And because of the fact that Jerry Reese did such a lousy job, so he okayed this too, because now these guys whose careers are McAdoo's career is worthless. Jerry Reese's career is built on Eli Manning. His success in those two games is the only reason that Jerry Reese has got a career. He doesn't have a career because of what he's drafted here. He's got a career because he won two Super Bowls, won by Eli Manning, who went on the road and won all those playoff games, and who won the Super Bowl MVP twice by beating the Patriots. Without that, Jerry Reese is unemployed. Well, none of those guys walk around that room with the swagger that they have. It's built on his back. And you're going to try and tell us that you got a better chance to win any game with Geno Smith over Eli Manning? Offensive line or no offensive line? That is your answer? When you're putting out there no starting wide receivers and an offensive line that last week was embarrassing. And this quarterback has done everything he possibly could for you. And McAdoo, let's look at the body of work. He has disrespected Eli Manning on numerous occasions over the last 2 years. He's afraid of Beckham. We know that. He never, ever stood up to Beckham 1 minute, which has caused him all kinds of difficulty on that team. But he has never been afraid to take a shot at Eli Manning, who has too much class to take a shot back at him. But you now are going to stand up in this town where we've seen Geno Smith play, and you're going to tell us you have a better chance to win with him than Eli Manning? Have you taken a look at Eli Manning's career? This is a desperate move by a desperate guy who is clinging. And the fact that John Mara has not separated himself from this fool is hard to believe. And then he tries to tell you that we'll be okay if we try to bring Eli back next year? First of all, if I'm McAdoo, I wouldn't be talking about next year. Secondly, that's the message. That's the message you're going to allow this coach, who is clearly in a desperate mode right now. He's got a game plan. We haven't seen a game plan all year from this guy. Since he's been the head coach, the Giants have never scored 30 points ever. We haven't seen anything except I got to go look at the tape from this guy all year. And now you're going to tell me that your plan is to go to Geno Smith? That's the game plan that's going to beat the Raiders this week? You got to be kidding me. You can't run this clown out of town fast enough. The worst thing that ever happened is Eli Manning had to be associated with you as head coach with the career he's had here. Maybe on your way out, you could take a look at Eli's rings. That's the closest you're ever going to get to one, too. With actions like this, you're going to try and tell us that Geno Smith is the answer? That's the problem with this team now, is the quarterback after what we've watched this year. You're playing guys who drop every ball in sight. You haven't disciplined a damn player all year. And you're going to blame this now on your quarterback at 2-9? What a gutless move. That's not going to stand in this town, because these guys have watched Eli Manning. They've watched him long before they ever heard your name. And they remember his long after they forgot yours. You're going to turn around at 2-9 and blame this now on Eli Manning? He hasn't played great this year because he can't operate with no wide receivers and no offensive line and no running game. Who the hell can? And he has not uttered one word. This is a guy who is at worst, a borderline Hall of Famer, who is a two-time Super Bowl MVP. There are a handful of those ever in the history of this league. And he's never, ever said a bad word about any of those guys who are holding him in judgment now. Not one time has he thrown that coach under the bus. You got to be kidding me. Now at 2-9, this is how the Giants are going to circle the wagons. They're going to throw their champion quarterback, who has been there every day through beating, through everything since 2004, and they're going to throw him under the bus with 5 games to play in this decaying, decrepit, disgusting season. That's what the Giants are all on the same page. So I'm to believe that Jerry Reese stamped this, John Mara stamped this, the Tisch family stamped this. This is what you guys all decide to do to Eli Manning in game number 12 of this disgusting season? Shame on all of you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.